Chapter 4. The Vulnerability Armory. As children, we found ways to protect ourselves from vulnerability, from being hurt, diminished, and disappointed. We put on armor. We used our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors as weapons, and we learned how to make ourselves scarce, even to disappear. Now, as adults, we realize that to live with courage, purpose, and connection, to be the person whom we long to be, we must again be vulnerable. We must take off the armor, put down the weapons, show up, and let ourselves be seen. The word persona is the Greek term for stage mask. In my work, masks and armor are perfect metaphors for how we protect ourselves from the discomfort of vulnerability. Masks make us feel safer even when they become suffocating. Armor makes us feel stronger even when we grow weary from dragging the extra weight around. The irony is that when we're standing across from someone who is hidden or shielded by masks and armor, we feel frustrated and disconnected. That's the paradox here. Vulnerability is the last thing I want you to see in me, but the first thing I look for in you. If I were directing a play about the vulnerability armory, the setting would be a middle school cafeteria, and the characters would be our 11, 12, and 13-year-old selves. I pick this age because armor can be hard to see on adults. Once we've worn it long enough, it molds to our shape and is ultimately undetectable. It's like a second skin. Masks are the same way. I've interviewed hundreds of participants who have conveyed the same fear. I can't take the mask off now. No one knows what I really look like. Not my partner, not my kids, not my friends. They've never met the real me. I'm not even sure who I am under here. Preteens or tweens, though, are much different. Upper elementary school and middle school was where most of us started to try on new and different forms of protection. At this tender age, the armor is still awkward and ill-fitting. Kids are clumsy in their efforts to hide fear and self-doubt, which makes it easier for observers to see exactly what armor they are using and why. And depending on the level of shame and fear, most kids have yet to be convinced that the heaviness of the armor or the suffocating nature of a mask is worth the effort. They put on and take off personas and protection without hesitation, sometimes in the same sentence.